I'm learning as a leader to find their strengths, to find what they're good at, to also find how I can fit them into my life and how I can take and draw from other people. Because for me, I look at me and I'm very, very adamant about me being great, me being wonderful, me being awesome, and honestly going to a high level that not everyone wants to go there. Not everyone wants to be on that level. And so I'm learning to appreciate and have team members that are at a different level and at a different state. And so for me, appreciation is finding what they're good at so that they can grow. Because just because someone is in your space does not mean that they can't grow at their own pace. So not everyone has to grow at their own pace. So I'm learning to appreciate who they are, who people are in general. And I'm learning to appreciate myself. And I'm learning to appreciate the parts of me that has to grow. The parts of me that needs to develop. The parts of me that wants to be better, do better, and know better. So how do you show appreciation? How does your appreciation show up? Because a lot of times I think we as leaders, especially if we're in this space and environment of we're paying people, that, you know, you're here and your reward is your paycheck. But a lot of times, how do we appreciate the person? How do we appreciate the person internally so that they're, when they are out of your space and they go into their own basically quiet time and huddle room, how have you as their leader showed them that you appreciate them and they are appreciated and that they are here for a particular purpose and that you acknowledge that? Acknowledge it. Like, don't overlook it. Don't shun it. Don't close your eyes to it. But acknowledge that. How is that person feeling acknowledged? Because I think with acknowledgement, that's going to lead to a higher sense of culture, a higher sense of ownership, because they want that. They want to be a part of the team.